This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
8:31, and Aviva Health, with a new cohort of family medicine residents recently starting in the Umpqua Valley. Dr. Gabriel Davenport, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So get real close to the mic there. Talk about, first of all, where you're from. What's your background?
I'm from the Springfield, Oregon area, up the McKenzie River. Raised with a family going to Thurston High School there. Went to school at the U of O, and then medical school outside of Lebanon at Western University Health Sciences. So I've gotten to stay pretty close to home. A lot of rural Oregon going on there.
Yeah, and oftentimes, well, really, even in this current group, I'm sure there's people from all over the place. So I think it's the first time I've talked to somebody that's actually from just about an hour and a half away. So that's kind of different. And so all these things that you can learn about the Umpqua Valley, you probably already know a lot of them.
Well, I mean, it's certainly it's a different valley, right? There is a different feel down here. Like, it is a little warmer. I feel like the sun hits a little different. The river here is awesome. We've been getting out a lot and enjoying the North Umpqua especially.
Yeah, we get about a third less rain than Eugene.
Uh-huh. That's so, what everybody was keen to tell me about that.
Yeah, and it's warmer as well. So when did you know you wanted to be a doctor?
Well, I guess I'd originally kind of chosen that career path in high school. You know, science kind of came easy to me. I was very fortunate in that regard, and it was something I had to aim for. And over the years, I tried a handful of things and just never really ruled it out. And kind of my passion for it grew and grew and grew over time as I learned more about it.
So what about your medical experience so far? You said you were in Lebanon?
Yeah.
So what did you do there?
That was mainly medical school. And so we got to engage quite a bit with the community, actually. We worked really closely with the physical therapy program that also is at Western U, and we helped out a lot at the high schools and at some of the football tournaments and stuff that they had in Corvallis, and it was really cool getting engagement with the people around us.
So what led to you being part of this program with Aviva?
I wanted to stay close to home. And that's one of the cool things. About half of us got to be close to our homes. Most of us are from the I-5 corridor up here in the Pacific Northwest. And then there's a handful of people that migrated from far east in the U.S. and they cherry-picked this location because of how awesome it is, basically.
So what will the next 3 years be like? What's kind of the structure of this cohort program?
So our first year is basically the rough one. It's putting you through the ringer, getting you ready for the second year to start refining your leadership and teaching skills. And then fourth year, really, when you start to prepare to go off on your own and really develop your independence to a higher level.
So how's it going so far?
Oh, it's going great. I'm loving it. I just spent a week over on the OB unit helping bring new babies into the world, and man, it's a humbling experience.
Had you ever done that before?
A couple times, but I feel like it was not as involved as here, not even close.
Wow. And now, how long ago did you start?
At Aviva?
Right.
This is about a month.
Okay, so really, just kind of getting going. How much of the Umpqua Valley have you been able to explore since you've been here? You mentioned the river.
Uh-huh, yeah. So I've got up to the canyons north of Glide. What do they call that? Anyways, north of Glide, all the way down to Cleveland Rapids, and then, I mean, it's mainly been the river. I've not spent a whole lot of time in Roseburg. That's next on my checklist to start finding spots around here.
So obviously you're really into the river. You probably did a lot of floating the McKenzie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what are your long-term plans for your medical career? Do you already have some ideas about what you want to do, or do you think the next 3 years is going to kind of shape where you go?
The latter is a very strong component. Definitely the next 3 years is going to change that a lot. But I love a residency program. I love the teamwork that goes on there. But there's a lot of really cool medicine to be done independently out there also. So really only time will tell.
And is this program with Aviva, is this kind of unique?
It certainly feels unique. I don't know if it's just the flavor. I don't know if it's the people in the community, but even compared to a lot of places I saw up in the Portland area, it definitely feels unique.
Well, I know one of the ideas when they started this was rural areas seem to have more of a shortage of doctors, especially in particular areas, and the idea was to get people here, expose them to doing medicine in more of a rural area as opposed to the big city, and maybe get them to stay.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a pretty good job of it. About half of our class are people that are coming from abroad who want to move somewhere like this and train somewhere like this intentionally.
So what's ahead in the next few weeks for you?
The next few weeks, I've got another week in the hospital, and after that, I'll be at the Big Blue Building by Costco, the main Aviva complex, working with one of our key like behavioral health people, learning how to actually help people do behavioral modifications at home, and ultimately how to prevent disease. And that's something really exciting to me.
All right, Dr. Gabriel Davenport, anything else you want to add?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in. 8:38 at the Morning Report.